Well, I'm back in the town where I wrote this song, and let's just say it starts out with, it wasn't one of my mother's favorites, okay? And she was my biggest promoter in the beginning, because when your career starts and you figure out after you've sung to yourself in the shower, you go, hey, I'm pretty good at this. The next audience you have is your mother and her four drinking friends, and if they'll come for two shows, and after that, your ass is on your own. And fortunately, it worked out with the help of a drunk salesman and a hooker in the Marriott Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. I'd just come in from a hard night at work, and I was doing some people observing. And so I wrote this song. It could be considered a love song. It could be considered a trashy song. But let's just say it was a little more risque in those days. Anyway, if you see this couple again, they're still out there. I think it's a universal couple. So here we go. 3 a.m., the Marriott Coffee Shop. We're not talking about intelligence right now. We're talking primal. I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face, well, don't look it clear. Barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and screw? Tell it like it is, brother. Oh, why don't we get drunk and screw? I just found a waterbed filled up for me and you. We'll float down the Chattahoochee to Apalachicola and grab us a few. Oh, why don't we get drunk and screw? Thank you, ladies. Jimmy Buffett do. After all of that shit, if either one of us could move, oh, I'd always get drunk and screw. Yeah, now, baby, I say, oh, I'd always get drunk and screw. One more time. A proud that appreciates culture. Thank you. All right, all right.